It's The Buzz 24-7 at morningbuzz.com.
This is unbelievable.
Now that's what's up.
Yeah.
Morning, everybody. Or good afternoon. I don't know what time you're going to hear this, so I shouldn't even say. But Monday, Buzz 24-7. Right back at it. We are expecting Elizabeth Shue to join us.
Karate Kid.
And you loved her in Karate
Kid. Am I correct in saying, Greg, that when we were in New York City?
Yes.
Comedy Central?
Yes.
She was there?
Yes. She was with Amy. She did a double appearance on the Today Show. Not Today Show. Jon Stewart.
Jon Stewart,
The Daily Show.
And I'm trying to think of who she was with.
Amy. She was in her. It was her best friend. It's her best friend. I wasn't trying to be disrespectful.
I just know the meeting was very quick.
Yeah, it was cool. We were waiting to talk to Jon Stewart, and he was talking to I can't remember her name. But anyway, we did briefly meet.
She probably remembers us.
I don't think so. She's got a brand new movie out with Nick Jonas, and Brittany Snow is in it. Matt Walsh is in it. It's called The Good Half.
David Arquette is in it. Took me a second. I'm like, hey, that's David Arquette.
I'll tell you why I like it, because it's a human. It's about people. It's not about, you know, end of the world superheroes. It's about, you know, it seems like a story about a guy dealing with grief and finding his way through it. You know, it looks the trailer looks really good, and she's always good.
Yep.
You know,
I'm very excited. I'm hoping she does another Hollow Man movie.
She was in The Boys.
Yeah.
She was the she had
leaving Las Vegas.
She was in charge
that was an
of the
exhausting
boys.
Movie in Leaving Las Vegas.
Yeah.
You had to be in the right mindset to watch that one.
Adventures in Babysitting.
She was Tom Hanks's wife in Greyhound.
Dude, Cocktail. Hello,
dude.
She was the her dad was a dick because she was going to go with the Tom Cruise guy. You know what I mean? Treated her like crap. Never Jordan.
I know. Back to the Future.
She was also in that. Yeah, you're
the
right.
Saint.
That's what I know her from.
Yeah.
The Trigger Effect.
Yeah. So, I've always been a fan. Secretly, if I'm being honest, I crushed big time.
How can you not?
Yeah, I did. I don't want to admit it as an adult because I think it's kind of creepy.
I wonder if she did the Back to the Future movies. I wonder if working with when she worked with Tom Cruise, when they said cut in a scene, did they put him back in his wrapper?
Yeah, okay. Well, she can hear you now, so she might be able
She's got a hard out at 23. But
okay, thank you. Okay.
So I'm guessing at some point they put Tom Cruise back in his wrapper.
I don't.
They said,
hi, Elizabeth. Sorry.
Hi. That's okay. What are you guys talking about?
Okay. Well, first and foremost, I was talking about, you know, I'm sure you've heard it a million times, huge crush on you when I was younger.
Oh,
huge crush.
Thank
so
you. Thank you. I'm honored.
I'm a fan, longtime fan. And Roadkill had a question about movies with Tom Cruise.
Okay, there you are. You're doing a movie with Tom Cruise, Cocktail. They say cut quiet on the set or whatever. Do they put Tom Cruise back in a wrapper? Is he kind of like just taking off and putting a machine, then they bring him back out?
No, they did not put him back in a wrapper. No, that did not happen.
Okay.
He's still, don't you think, though? I mean, look. I obviously we're
he's aging well. I saw him yesterday on.
She looks great.
Tennis. Yeah.
I watched the trailer for The Good Half, Elizabeth, and I love it for multiple reasons. A, you're in it. You got a great cast. It looks like a great story, and it looks like this is the biggest reason. It looks like a human story, right? And I love that.
I know. We're desperate for those, right?
We just
need to have more movies about people.
Yeah, it feels like that. I mean, it's a story about, looks like to me, and you can correct me if I'm wrong, Nick Jonas, obviously, you play his mom, you pass away. It looks like he's struggling with the grief over that and kind of putting his life back together. That's what I got from the trailer. Accurate?
Yes, it is about his journey to deal with losing me, but it's also what's really funny about it is it's this kind of broken down family that he has to come home to, that he's kind of been trying to stay away from, and he has to come back and face all of them and the guilt he feels for not being around maybe when I was dying, and jealousy, and just a lot of really great human emotions that become very funny once people don't want to deal with them.
I always wonder, in a movie like this because sometimes in grief, strangely enough, there are moments that are funny because that's what saves you and helps get you through. But when you're an actor and you have to act through a scene like this, and I don't know, you know, what your, obviously your character dies, but I don't know about the emotional content of the scenes that you shot. But when you're shooting a really emotional scene, how hard is it to get to that point when they say action? How hard is it?
Well, I think when I was younger, it definitely was pretty hard to stay focused enough to allow all your emotions to be open and available. But over the years, it gets a little bit easier just because you've done it. And when you're working with great actors, frankly, it makes life just really simple.
Right.
Because they're all so connected to you. And Nick Jonas was such a good actor and so present. And Matt Walsh and Brittany Snow and David Arquette. I mean, my first scene, I literally am sitting at the table telling them all, you know, talking about my cancer diagnosis and trying to like put a good face on it. And I was just looking around at all these beautiful faces all looking at me and just supporting me. And it just was emotional just in that.
Yeah.
So,
yeah.
Yeah.
That's cool. I always try to wonder what that is like. Elizabeth Shue on, well, that's the movie The Good Half is coming out. And Kelly Brown has a question.
Does it change the way you act at all? If you know the scenes you're doing, your character is not alive anymore and it's kind of a flashback?
Well, some of the scenes I already knew that I was sick and that I probably wouldn't be lasting too long. So that added a great complexity. So I knew that was in the back of my head. But yeah, of course, even there's one scene, I think it's in the trailer when I say, you know, I'm never going to leave you because I by mistake, I lost him in a store.
Yeah.
Nick Jonas's character, when he's little, like I lose him in a store and then I'm telling him in the car, look, I'll never leave you. And obviously I knew, oh my God, I am going to leave him. That's terrible. So that definitely affected the way I said that line, but
yeah.
Yeah.
And movies are never shot really in sequence, right? I mean, they're not shot chronologically. The shot, you bounce all over the place when they film, yeah?
Yes, for yeah. sure. And these guys actually filmed for about like 6 weeks before wow. I even hung out with any of them. They were all in New Jersey working and I was in LA. And so that was definitely challenging. But again, this incredible cast that instantly I could sit down and feel that connected to them. Those are good actors.
Oh, yeah. The Good Half comes out it's in theaters on July 23rd and 25th. I have to say this before, because I know we have a limited amount of time. Probably one of the most wrong shows I've ever watched and loved is The Boys. And I mean, that series went places and continues to go places I didn't think I'd ever see on screen. And you were a part of it, obviously, with a major role. Was that a fun experience to be inside such a crazy world as that for you?
Yes, I loved that show. I'm sad I didn't stick around longer.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was so much fun. Anthony, of course, is just such a character and such a good actor.
He's the best.
Yeah, I really loved our dynamic. I thought it was really twisted.
It was.
Strange.
wait a minute. He's breastfeeding. Whoa. It was a lot. And I tell people.
There's a lot going on there.
I tell people, I'm like, look, you've got to watch it. It's very wrong. It will shock you, but it is absolutely hysterical. It's a great series. So now, are you currently working on other projects now? Because you seem like someone that's always busy, yeah?
Well, I'm busy to an extent, but I'm also kind of picky. And so it takes me a while to find something that I really love.
Yeah.
So, I don't have anything coming up right after this one. No, but okay. I hope to find something for sure.
There's a beauty in that though, right? Especially the older we get, the more I'm like, I'm going to be way choosier now. Right.
Yeah. And you just, everything you value more, your time, your time with your family. My daughter's has one more year in high school before she goes to goes to college. I will be an empty nester then. So I'm in no rush.
Final question here. Way back when you did The Daily Show with Jon Stewart and you were with your friend Amy, and her last name is escaping me.
Amy Brenneman.
Yes. Right. And Roadkill and I met you backstage at the Daily Show, and I was see how important.
You probably remember us.
What an impact we made.
Wow, what a small world. That's so crazy.
We were two heavy DJs. Yeah. I know it's hard to picture.
Yeah. I think you said, let me guess, you're the DJs. Right. No, it was a pleasure. You were really nice. And so was Amy. So it was lovely to meet you.
That's good. That's good.
So there you go. Good Half comes out the 23rd and 25th in theaters. Great to have you on with us. We really appreciate the time. I know we got to keep you on schedule, but all the best to you. Love your work, and we'll continue to look for you in the movies.
Oh, thanks, guys. I really appreciate it. You're very welcome.
Thank you, Elizabeth.
All right.
Appreciate it.
Bye.
Yeah, bye. She's very nice, very down to earth.
Yep.
You know, and
in the 30 seconds we spent with her, we were like, she's very down to earth.
All this time, I did not know.
I was smitten. I was embarrassed. Greg, I was seriously smitten.
Yeah.
Elizabeth Shue, her brother's Andrew Shue. I didn't know it.
What are you talking about?
I had no idea.
Melrose Place.
Yeah.
Soccer
Space. No idea that they were siblings. Huh.
Shue, S-H-U-E. You never knew?
Right.
Just
no, I didn't.
Not a common name.
No, I just didn't think put them together.
I think that was pretty well known right there. Yeah, Daniel, I mean, Karate Kid, iconic. Forget about it.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, she's Adventures in Babysitting.
Did she make it back for the, and I should have known this, I think she did. Yeah, she did go back for the Cobra Kai.
Yeah, she went. She did one episode.
She was in one episode.
Yeah.
I got off of that show.
I never watched any of it.
What does that mean?
I was with it, and then it just got too stupid. So here's another reason for Johnny and Daniel to not get along. Oh, so now they're fighting. Oh, now they're working together, but now they're still fighting. And now they... It was too much. And the acting...
Now, she said her friend was who?
Amy...
or Jen.
Brenneman.
Okay.
Amy Brenneman, who was at a television show. Judge Amy?
You got me.
Yeah.
Oh, if that's
I think
the
it
same.
Was Judge oh, Amy. Yeah,
was
yeah,
that,
yeah. She's
Providence
good.
Or something? Oh, no,
I don't know. Something like that. Different. Yeah, but she was good. They were really nice. And I... It's weird sometimes. You ever have... you ever meet somebody like that that's well-known, a celebrity, a movie, and you're smitten with them, and you look at them, and then you get all, like, stupid because you're smitten,
yep.
And you can't hide it? That's how I was with her.
Yeah.
And the only other time in my career where I met a woman where I didn't know what to say was, weirdly, Alison Krauss.
Oh.
I'm a huge fan. And I don't.
She's great.
I'm not smitten with her crushing like I was with Elizabeth, like every guy was back then. But I got backstage to meet Alison Krauss and the band Union Station. They're like a bluegrass band, and she's got an unbelievable voice. And came up the line. My wife was there. My daughter was there because they all love her. And I put my hand out, and it's terrible. Awful.
What?
I said. Put my hand out, and she grabbed my hand in her meek little hand. She's tiny.
Yeah.
And I just looked at her and said, "You have the voice of an angel."
No, you didn't. Listen, you know what?
I bet she was nice and said, thank you so much.
I'm done.
Not my finest moment.
You have
looking back, it's just like, shit. You've never done it?
Oh, yeah.
With a drummer? What was his name?
You have the voice of an. You play like an angel.
You've never done that with a. You've never met a female celebrity that you.
Not a celebrity. Yeah. Okay. You know. I just. Hey. You know.
Yeah.
I guess maybe you'd be afraid of saying something. Stupid.
Yeah, and I said it. Yeah. That's the only thing I could think of. It's all that came out, and I was horrified. In the moment, I recognized what an absolutely idiotic thing it was to say.
You have the voice of an angel.
Now, mind you, it's true. What I said is true. You know her voice, right, Laura?
Yeah, yeah.
Unbelievable.
Yeah.
Never. She's touring with Robert Plant.
Robert Plant, her, like, they have a great
two,
together.
The
I've
two
seen
voices,
them together.
Yeah, they go together. It's unbelievable. But Valerie looked at me and she said, "You're so dumb." You know, and Valerie's proud that she married me, I think. That's what I kind of get the feeling, that she's happy she made a good call 32 years ago. You've got the voice of an angel.
Oh,
shit.
You... Not the voice.
Whatever.
Of an angel.
Whatever. I've never been cool. I'm not about to start now. Whatever. I don't care. I'm exhausted, Kelly. Exhausted.
I hear you.
I'm exhausted from today, let alone anything else.
Well, you had a busy weekend.
Yeah. Whatever.
Okay.
Whatever. We got a meeting. So, look, we're going to go. We're just going to go. You're better off. You're better off. We're going to leave. You're better off. Thanks for hanging with us today. Tomorrow, I think, if everything works out for the 24/7, we're going to be talking to a former Secret Service agent. Fingers crossed. All right? We will see you then. Tuesday morning, 5:30. Appointment. Get up early. Hang with us tomorrow. Enjoy the rest of your day.